The International Whaling Commission is meeting next month in Panama City to set whaling catch limits around the world. The commission is supposed to set a quota for Alaska's subsistence whalers for the next 5 years, but the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission is concerned their subsistence quota will fail to pass in the heated climate surrounding international whaling. So the AEWC is pushing for legislation that would allow the U.S. to set the subsistence catch limit in Alaska. APRN's Wendy Jonasson reports.
Under the international treaty that regulates whaling, the International Whaling Commission is supposed to set a subsistence catch limit for bowheads in Alaska, but that hasn't always happened at IWC meetings. Earl Comstock is an attorney with the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission and helped draft legislation that would allow the U.S. to set a catch limit when Alaska gets pushed off the IWC agenda.
What this legislation says is, okay, if the IWC no longer feels the need to set the catch limit or because of its own political difficulties doesn't get around to setting the catch limit that's requested, we will, through the Secretary of Commerce, have a catch limit set. It is completely consistent with the treaty and is what the treaty allows.
The Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission is worried for good reason. Comstock says in 2002, the IWC failed to set a quota for subsistence whaling in Alaska because of international pressure.
This is part of the political dynamic of the IWC. The Japanese were interested in having the commission approve a different type of whaling, a type of whaling that's not currently allowed under the treaty. And in an effort to focus international attention on their request, they took the opportunity to block the U.S. quota.
And then in 2007, the IWC meeting ended abruptly after a contentious debate on sanctions in South America that would establish protected areas where whaling would be prohibited. The IWC did set the Alaska catch limit, but it wasn't a priority at that meeting. Johnny Aiken is executive director of the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission. He's concerned because the same controversial issue is the first item on this year's agenda.
And that's what we're really worried about, is if they're not able to get through this Southern Hemisphere sanctuary proposal, we may not get our quota.
Senator Mark Begich is introducing the legislation. In an email, his spokesperson, Julie Haskett, says the legislation is necessary because the IWC is a dysfunctional group with no chairman or definition of a quorum for this year's event. Johnny Aiken helped draft the language of the bill.
The legislation sets an example for the rest of the world by requiring the U.S. government to set limits if the IWC fails to do so. And we have pursued this because we don't feel comfortable of how the International Whaling Commission meetings will go.
Aiken stresses that whaling for Alaska Natives is an important way of life and a source of food. And he says Alaska Natives are highly knowledgeable about the bowhead whale population and use sustainable hunting methods.
We know that we hunt the bowhead whale well below its recruitment rate.
Whale census numbers show the bowhead population growing at 3% per year. The Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission is sending about 15 people to the IWC conference at the beginning of July. In Anchorage, I'm Wendy Jonasson.